Welcome to Factum Agri. Now, Beef and Lamb New Zealand has just been elected to the board of the Global Round Table for Sustainable Beef, or GRSB, for a two-year term commencing November 2023. This was announced on 16 November. The Global Round Table for Sustainable Beef is a global initiative developed to advance continuous improvement and sustainability of the global beef value chain through leadership, science, engagement, and collaboration. Members of the GRSB come from over 24 countries and include producer organisations, companies such as processors and beef retailers, national roundtables, and NGOs. Beef and Lamb CEO Sam McGyver says being elected to the GRSB board is an acknowledgement of the hard work that New Zealand sheep and beef farmers have undertaken to enhance on-farm sustainability. He says, and I quote, "New Zealand is recognised as an international leader in this regard, and our involvement with the GRSB offers an opportunity to continue working with others to tackle the challenges faced by global beef farmers. The GRSB allows Beef and Lamb to influence global discussions and policies that will benefit New Zealand sheep and beef farmers. Advocating through the GRSB board position provides greater weight to our advocacy efforts than if we were to act independently. For instance, Beef Bus Lamb is working with the GRSB and other organisations at COP28 this year to promote the use of a warming approach to agriculture methane emissions. We see the recognition of appropriate metrics as a key issue for all beef farmers, and New Zealand is recognised as being at the forefront of this issue." Unquote. Beef and Lamb also sits on the board of the New Zealand Round Table for Sustainable Beef, or NZRSB, collaborating closely with leading farmers, processors, NGOs, banks, and retailers of beef. Now, the International Beef Alliance, comprised of beef-producing organisations spanning Australia, Brazil, Mexico, Paraguay, the United States, and us here in New Zealand, is set to conclude its operations on December 31, 2023. This decision mirrors the evolving priorities of its members and the acknowledgement that these organisations are well-connected, collaborating through similar groups like the GRSB. Throughout its existence, the IBA has been a crucial platform fostering the exchange of information among producers and coordinating advocacy efforts. Its focus has notably been on supporting trade liberalisation, establishing scientific standards for animal health and food safety, and promoting sustainable production practices. During the challenges posed by the global shutdown of 2020 and subsequent economic recovery, the relationship among IBA members proved vital. These members recognise the significance of addressing trade standards encompassing aspects such as animal health, welfare, and sustainability. Collaboration will persist where positions and priorities align. Beef and Lamb says it remains committed to collaborative efforts with IBA members, now channeling this commitment through the GRSB for sustainable beef production and maintaining its membership in the International Meat Secretariat. The IMS, representing meat and livestock producing organisations from countries responsible for over 75% of global meat production, advocates for the global meat industry in international forums like the Food and Agriculture Organisation, the UNFCCC, and the World Animal Health Organisation. With its technical expertise in food safety, sustainability, and nutrition, the IMS empowers Beef and Lamb to wield a stronger voice on these international issues to benefit New Zealand farmers and continue to improve sustainable food produced here at home, which will ultimately make our products more attractive in international markets. Now, I just want to finish with saying that last week I was at the New Zealand Agricultural Show, or the Christchurch Show, as it used to be called, or still known to some. And whilst it was a good show, I thought, exhibitors appeared to be down on previous years. I spoke to many exhibitors, and they said in many cases, farmers currently have their hands in their pockets and are focusing on their core businesses. And for many there, sales were down. We know there are some challenges, especially for the red meat sector, in terms of farm gate returns, and across the farming board we are seeing high input costs and inflation further impacting bottom lines. As we wait for the new government to sort itself out, one thing was apparent at the show was that farmers were enjoying a break in hearing from policymakers and their grand plans. And there is some optimism that the incoming government might ease policy pressure and red tape and allow them to get on and farm. Time will tell. That's all from me today. Thank you for listening. Catch you next time.